A smattering of registered voters will turn out next Tuesday for the North Carolina primary. While there are no high-profile races on the ballot this spring, plenty of contests do have intrigue. One is in Wake County, where a three-term Democratic incumbent accused of sexual misconduct remains poised to stay in office. From Raleigh, Jeff Tiberi reports on Dwayne Hall and his opponent, Allison Dahl.
The incumbent stands behind a large wooden desk on the second floor of his law office in downtown Raleigh. Through a window, the governor's mansion lurks. That's where Dwayne Hall used to shoot baskets with his friend, Roy Cooper, and where he proposed to his now-fiancée last December. It doesn't feel so close anymore. These days, Representative Hall is, perhaps, the loneliest man in North Carolina politics. Across town, his challenger sits at a long table in the front room of her house, with streaks of pink hair and a nose ring. As a first-time candidate, Allison Dahl is naturally optimistic, and even floats the idea of changing the seating arrangement in the North Carolina House in an effort to better build consensus if she gets elected.
The basis of my campaign is equality. Equality is the start of everything, and it's how we can make everything work. But if we're not equal, there's constant friction.
Dahl describes herself as a woman who happens to be a lesbian wanting to serve her community. Since 2013, Hall has served portions of that Wake County community. He has compiled decent name ID, deep campaign pockets, and aspirations of higher office. Well, until a few months ago. That's when a report from NC Policy Watch, part of the Progressive North Carolina Justice Center, published an article detailing unwanted kissing and persistent sexual innuendo by the Democratic lawmaker. His political allies departed quickly, like a flock of birds heading south for the winter. Hall did not answer calls to step down, calling that piece a personal vendetta during a phone interview in February.
The father of my ex-girlfriend is the executive director of NC Policy Watch. They worked on this story for months and released it on the last day of primary filing with unnamed sources. They have a journalistic obligation to disclose those personal conflicts, but did not. There's a big difference between reporting a story and creating a story.
Hall declined a recorded interview for this story. He concedes inappropriately kissing a party official 2 years ago in front of an audience, calling it a poorly executed joke. He has repeatedly said that he has not sexually harassed anyone. These allegations have stained his reputation, and in this moment of sharp political rhetoric and frequent personal attacks, it would be natural to expect the harassment issue to be central in this primary race. However,
it's not my job to attack him.
Dahl does not pivot or harp on the harassment issue. She ticks off some of her former jobs. She's worked in law offices, at theaters, with the government, and helping people with disabilities.
I have spent 54 years of my life not going after people. And I don't feel like that's a way to get anything done. I'm not happy with what he's done. I don't agree with it. But what, you know.
She criticizes Hall's vote on House Bill 142, the measure that kinda sorta repealed House Bill 2, and mentions a greater need for women to serve in elected office. For his part, Hall labels himself an effective Democrat in a Republican-led legislature. During a recent conversation, he says he passed more bills than any member of the minority party last year. However, despite the efforts of either candidate, this race is not about policy differences. It centers on personality and ultimately boils down to the accusations and how it will influence voters. Dahl's camp wants her to use it more frequently, and she's navigating how to go after the incumbent. A day after our interview, she took to Twitter, writing, "I won't dance around the issue. My opponent has sexually harassed women. Despite Governor Cooper's call to step down from his seat, he refuses. So let me be clear. I believe these women. There is no place for harassers in our state government. Period." These types of allegations have led to resignations from Congress, as well as a number of legislatures across the country. However, this election marks one of the first test cases of how an elected official tagged in the Me Too movement may fare at the ballot box. David McLennan is a political science professor at Meredith College.
If he were to address the situation head on and be honest and contrite, he could probably save himself a few votes. But if he continues to act like a lawyer and fight and say it didn't happen and blame the people who wrote the story, he may lose.
McLennan actually lives and votes in this district. He says Hall has yet to give a sufficient explanation for his alleged behavior, and the entire saga is going to affect his decision of who to vote for. For now, both candidates are trying to procure as many endorsements as possible and spend several nights each week knocking on doors. In a race where a few thousand votes will be enough to win, both candidates are seeking a new beginning. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.